Following ethics complaints filed by the Democratic Alliance with the Public Protector, Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu and her co-accused Acting Director General Linton Mkhunu are reportedly seeking to silence whistleblowers. In October last year, the Public Protector began investigations into two matters centered around Minister Zulu. First, the irregular appointment of Mr. Mkhunu as Director General, where Zulu is accused of manipulating appointment criteria to advantage Mr. Mkhunu. Secondly, alleged violations of government protocols through an irregular memorandum of understanding signed by Minister Zulu and Mkhunu with the United States African Development Foundation to support SMMEs without approvals from National Treasury or the Department of Small Business Development. Importantly, Minister Zulu is venturing into illegality as interfering with public protector probes and silencing whistleblowers are crimes across various statutes. This is not to mention the blatant waste of taxpayer funds through a politically motivated witch hunt. Meanwhile, the crises in her portfolio are extreme. 81% of South African households currently skip at least one meal daily, while 41% of households cannot feed their families at all. According to the World Data Lab, 49% of South Africans are set to live in food scarcity by next year, while a fifth of children will be stunted. The Nelson Mandela Children's Fund has established that 8 million children in South Africa are currently starving. The South African Human Rights Commission recommended that child hunger in the Eastern Cape be declared a disaster under the Disaster Management Act, as mothers are opting to take their own lives to avoid them from going hungry. These deeply concerning figures do not even include the maladministration that has occurred under Minister Zulu's watch. In October last year, we issued a call to President Cyril Ramaphosa to fire Minister Zulu. He has not done so, as he is complicit and approving of her behavior. The ANC has learned nothing following their capture of our state. It is always ANC first and South Africans last. The choice before South Africans as we near election day on the May 29th cannot be starker, as it will literally decide whether vulnerable South Africans have food to eat or not. It is only once the ANC is gone from office that South Africans will have a chance at survival. We must make this existential choice wisely.